This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's Wednesday already. We're halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Can you feel it? God, I felt it all over my skin. It's all over my skin as I walked out of my apartment. The heat. It's ramping up. It's going to be even worse tomorrow. And worse on Friday. It's getting hot. And you just heard in the news, Texas is bracing for what might be a record heat wave. Didn't Texas have a record heat wave just a couple of years ago? Remember when the power was going out because it was so hot in Texas? They couldn't keep up. The power grids couldn't keep up, and they were losing power everywhere. But it's really a beautiful afternoon, kind of hazy, and again, getting warm. Look, I'm not excited about it. I'm not. But this is something that we endure in this part of the country. And as much as I don't like it, it's something that we endure. So we're going to get through this. And I've got to be just thinking about how it's temporary. It's not going to last forever. It's not like we went to hell yet. I mean, we're not there yet, but it's going to be warm. But before long, it's going to be cool again. Can't wait for that. Anyway, so we'll get through all of this. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. It is a Wednesday afternoon. And I want to just take a moment at the beginning of the show. If you pray, I'd like you to say a prayer for this 9-year-old girl who's on life support. She was shot the other day. There was a shooting, and she was an innocent bystander who was hit. It's a 9-year-old black girl. And the shooters were black. This is important because the KKK didn't shoot this little black girl. White supremacist didn't shoot this black girl. She was shot because of a selfish effing shootout between thug, punk-minded individuals who don't know how to settle an argument, who don't want to settle an argument. And let's not just hear this as a news story. Oh, 9-year-old girl's on life support. Yeah, let's say prayer. Okay, thoughts and prayers with her. Hope she does well. Hey, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? Let's just don't pass this off. I mean, this girl doesn't have a chance. I mean, I hope she makes it, but she didn't ask for this. She's freaking 9 years old. She's totally innocent. And so I mention race because with all of the talk that there is, and look, there is racism in America. I also want to remind you that this is not a reflection of all black citizens. Within the black community, and many in the black community, and they talk to me about this. They're frustrated too. They hate this as much as I do. They hate this as much as you do. So this is not an indictment of the African-American community. It's an indictment of that element of thug-minded individuals who have been taught that guns are the answer. It's not the fault of the gun. It's the fault of them. They have been taught that they're nothing without a gun. They have been taught to solve problems with guns. And this is what happens. And the likes of Sharpton, the likes of the civil rights leaders who care so much about the plight of the African-American citizen. They care so much about the plight of the African-American citizen. But they don't say a damn thing when blacks shoot each other and hit a nine-year-old girl. And they don't say anything about it because they can't make any money. They only make money. They only get power. They only get attention when it's white versus black or black versus white. I thought we were all human. And if we're all human, then this should matter to them. If they really cared about the African-American citizens in this country, they would be outraged at times like this. And it wouldn't be a white talk show host in New Orleans speaking out against this. It wouldn't just be me. It would be them too. And I just think that's tragically, tragically sad. And I remind you, in the upcoming mayoral race in October, if you're a black citizen of this city, don't vote for somebody just because of their skin color. Because there's a lot of history, a lot of precedent that indicates that they don't really care about you. They don't care about you. They're using you to get elected. They're making it seem as if they care more because their skin's black. But where are the black leaders in this city? Where are the blacks talking about this nine-year-old girl? I'm a white guy on the radio doing a talk show, and I'm the one talking about it. And I just think that's sad. So whether you're black or white, don't vote for somebody because of their skin color. Don't vote against somebody because of their skin color. Vote for the person that you think, put race aside, that you think is going to be the best person to lead us in this city. Because we've had some really pathetic leadership over the last 8 years. It's been horrible. And the woman who is leading us has been an African American. And she bragged about it. Being an African American woman, she bragged about it. But I don't think history is going to look too kindly on the first African-American female mayor of our city, because her leadership has been a disaster. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, and I didn't even know I was going to get into this deeply. I was going to mention it. But as I talked about it, I realized how sad it really is. Where are the leaders? Where's the mayor? You know why the mayor won't talk about this? Do you know why leaders don't talk about this? I'll tell you why they don't talk about it. They don't talk about it because they don't want to say anything negative about their own. This is not their own. This is not all black people. This is the thug-minded individuals who are killing blacks. They're killing blacks. They're wiping them off the face of the earth. They're shooting them day after day after day. They're wiping them out. And here's a nine-year-old girl on life support because of a damn shooting. Again, this wasn't the Klan. This wasn't white supremacist. This was within their own community. Where are the leaders talking about this? Where's the mayor? She's probably planning her next trip. She doesn't care. This is proof that just because you're black, you don't care about the black community. You don't automatically care about the black community because you're black. you don't automatically care about the white community because you're white. So I just think this is just really tragic. And who's talking about it? Who's making a big deal about this today? The white guy on the radio. It's sad. Where are the leaders? Where are they? Why is this more tragic to me than it is to the leaders? Why? Why has it? I haven't heard anybody come forward. Have I missed it? Has anybody come forward and I just missed it? Or are they just not talking about it because, oh, well. Oh, well. That's acceptable? I don't think so. Pope Leo was asked a simple question. Do you have a message for Catholics in America? And the Pope said one word, quote, many. We'll talk about that this afternoon. What do you think the Pope's message is for American Catholics? What do you think his message would be? What are the many messages that he would have for America? The President of the United States is continuing his tour of the Middle East. He's in Qatar, and he left Saudi Arabia, where yesterday they brought up a McDonald's superfan truck. They brought up a McDonald's truck. No word on whether or not the president consumed any McDonald's, but we know that he likes McDonald's. And again, they have given him the red carpet treatment. Do you know why the president is so excited about being in the Middle East right now? Because they're treating him like a king. And that's what he thinks he deserves. That's what he expects. That's what he wants. He wants to be treated like a king. We all want to be treated like kings, but he literally wants to be treated like a king, and he is. He doesn't get this treatment in Europe. So he's not going to Europe. He's not doing a tour of Europe. He's doing a tour of the Middle East. You think they're not going to try to get something from him? Look, I hope that this is spreading peace in the Middle East. I hope this is improving relations between the United States and these Middle Eastern countries. I really honestly hope that. But don't think for one minute that they're doing this without thinking they're not going to get something in return. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was asked about Congress approving the jet gift from Qatar. And he said, quote, not my lane. Look, dude, you're Speaker of the House. I don't know, like you don't have anything to do with this. And this gift, and we've talked about this for the last couple of days, this gift from Qatar, if the president accepts it, it is going to require billions of dollars in retrofitting to make it acceptable to be Air Force One. They're going to have to redo the wiring. They're going to have to redo everything on the plane. So at a time when Doge is talking about firing people and saving money, we have the president who might accept a gift. It's not like Air Force One isn't really great. But this is a plane that he could keep after he's no longer president. So at a time when Doge is talking about saving money, the president himself might be accepting a gift that's going to cost the United States billions of dollars. Conservative talk show host and Fox News host Mark Levin continues to rant against the president, saying it's wrong to be friendly with these Arab nations, citing 9/11. Quote, these are terrorists. Kathy Griffin referred to Stephen Colbert by the D word. He's a D word. And it's a BS ambush because in an interview, Stephen Colbert brought up the photo of Kathy Griffin holding up the head, the bloodied head, decapitated head of the president. We'll talk about that. There's something kind of interesting about that. And, you know, in a way, she might have a point. All right. Can you imagine being on the set of CNN and having to explain what is a Sean Diddy Combs freak out? What goes on? Can you imagine explaining that to the dignified Wolf Blitzer? Well, if you're not sure what a freak out is, we're going to explain that on the show today. Did you see that our Secretary of Health and Human Services took his family swimming in a contaminated creek with E. coli and other things? He went swimming in this polluted stream. And he's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Yeah, he's a winner. And what makes people believe fake news on social media? There's a new study that has the answer. We'll talk about that this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Listen, you know, I've been kind of binging at night, watching an episode or two or three per night. I watched the final episode last night of Love on the Spectrum. And it's about young adults with autism dating. And some of these people at the age of like 25, 27, they've never kissed anybody. They've never kissed anybody other than, say, their mother or their father. They've never kissed anybody outside of the family. There's never been a romantic kiss in their life, not even on the cheek. And to see the reaction of these people, it's so heartwarming because it's such a simple thing, but they're just so moved by it. And I mean, just holding hands is such a big deal to them. And, you know, it's really, really charming. And you know, a lot of people with autism are absolutely brilliant in many ways, but they have this condition. And I got to tell you, Ian, I feel kind of empty right now, because when I go home tonight, I finish that series, I don't have anything to watch with those people in it. And when you watch something, when you binge on something or you watch something every night, these people become part of your life. You know, I watched Queer as Folk, and those people, it was a little rough at times, but those people became part of my life. And, you know, you spend every evening with them, and I've been spending every evening with these people with autism, and I'm kind of sad because there's no more to watch, and I'm going to miss them.
Yeah, that's wholesome television. You'll have to find something else. Or, I mean, have you watched the entire series?
Yeah.
There's no more episodes left for you to watch.
No, there were only six. There were only six episodes. And I got to the end last night.
That can't be right. That show's been around for a long time.
Really? I'll have to check. Well,
yeah,
maybe there's more.
There's got to be more than six episodes.
I'll check. Maybe they're old episodes that I haven't seen. But in this last series was, I believe, six episodes, and I watched them all. And again, I feel kind of sad because I'm going to go home and I can't spend the evening with these people because, you know, they've been in my living room. They've been part of my life for the last, I guess, you know, month or so. And I'm going to miss them.
Have you been watching the American version or the Australian version?
The American version.
Okay, there's three seasons of that.
Okay.
And there is...
No, I think I've seen it.
Two seasons of the Australian version.
So. Well, I might check on that.
Yeah.
People with autism with an accent. I could check on that. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I opened the show. I did not know I was going to get into this, but I was just talking about this 9-year-old black girl who was on life support, and she was shot the other day because black people were shooting at each other. Where are the black leaders talking about this? They're not. You know why? Because they don't care. Because they're too busy trying to figure out other things. They're too busy trying to figure out how the white man is cheating them. And I'm not saying that the white man is innocent when it comes to a lot of things involving the African-American population, but we don't have to get into all those details. But where are those people? Where are those people right here in New Orleans? A 9-year-old girl shot. She's on life support. She might die. She might never be normal once she recovers. Who is speaking for that girl? You know who's speaking for that girl? Not the black leaders in this city. The white guy on the radio. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. I want to thank those of you who are listening on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it, and you've got us and this station wherever you have your phone. And a special good afternoon to those of you who are working, because a lot of you listen to our show while you're working, and I really appreciate you being with us during your work day. And hey, we know you're working hard, and thanks for listening. Some people are jumping in and out of trucks and jumping in and out of cars, and if you're sitting at a desk, maybe you're at home, wherever you are, thanks for listening while you work. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, but, you know, when I heard about this 9-year-old girl being shot, and today she's on life support, shot the other day because some black people were shooting at each other, and a stray bullet hit this 9-year-old black girl. And I'm bringing up race because it matters. Because of the perception that when it's white versus black or black versus white, the leaders gain power. Where are the black leaders? Where is their outrage over this? Where's the outrage of the mayor? The mayor can't comment on this. She is the leader of our city, and a 9-year-old girl was senselessly shot because of thug punk-minded individuals who were shooting at each other. You see, the mayor and a lot of black leaders in this city, they don't want to say anything negative about people that share their skin color. Even though the thug punk-minded individuals, they might be black, but they don't share much in common with them. They have a whole different attitude, a whole different lifestyle. Why can't more be done? If black leaders don't comment on this, nothing is going to change. And more young blacks are going to never have a chance at life. Not because of the Caucasians, but because of the attitude with some in the black community. And this is not all of the black community. This is a few people who have this mindset. But if they're never called out, if they're never singled out, if they're protected because of their skin color, and nobody says anything, it's going to continue. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. James is on the North Shore. James, good afternoon.
Hey, man. Hey, Scoot, God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
First, I want to say something about your TV program viewing right now, and I'm sorry your show is going off. It means so much to you.
Yeah.
But I got a suggestion for you, and I've talked about it before on the show. Try watching On Patrol Live Friday and Saturday nights. They have an encore that comes on after the first show at 11 o'clock, so it plays twice in a row so you can catch it. It's 3 hours long. It has Dan Abram, Curtis, Riz, and Sticks. Sticks ain't always there. He comes in and out. But and then the officers, they are like family. I've been watching this for years now, and I know other listeners who watch it feel the same way I feel. You get to feel like family with these police officers around Daytona and all the different cities they're in, Richland, South Carolina, this and Berkeley. And these people are just so – you watch these police officers, and you get this – you see all the man, they go from helping someone push a car to chasing people. I mean, the things they do in an 12-hour shift is amazing. It's amazing. And watch them, and you feel like part of the family. So I suggest please try and catch in that one night and see how you feel. Sticks is on again this week. It'd be a good night, good week to watch.
All right, tell me the name of the show again.
On Patrol Live. It's on the Reels Network. Yeah, that one.
It's on the really which network?
Reels. Reels Network, a reel, like a camera reel, Reels Network.
Okay. All right, I will. I'll try to look for that.
Yeah, man, please, you'll enjoy it so much. Really good viewing.
Okay.
And another thing, you know, so I was calling about, of course, is just having the mic to be able to reach these people in most need in our city who are out there under the gun. If you ever have a beef, we can get out there and let these kids know. Look, if you have a beef and you have nowhere to go, you call me. Call Scoot. Call us. You should not be scared to be in this city because someone you go to school with or someone on your block has threatened your life. And you don't want to call the police because you don't want to be involved. Call someone. Call us. Yeah. Get on the air.
If someone is
scaring you, we want to know because we don't want y'all to live out there in fear like that. And we have a mic here. Yeah. You can call in, and if they don't know, we can bring the mic to the street and let these kids. I believe they have the solutions in them. We just need to listen to them more. We need to get the mic to them. And some of the kids we need to listen to are kids we think of as just non-savable. We act like they're from another planet. Those are the kids we got to save. I was like that at one point in my life, man. I mean, people just turned from me. I had to do it myself. I built myself up, but not everyone has that fortitude, you know? I'm blessed that the Lord has written out a life for me that has been through everything. I've made it through, basically. Yeah. And I praise the Lord every day for that I made it through the worst parts of my life. And here I am now, older, watching my daughter succeed. She has a nursing license, she has an apartment, my family around me, and helping others.
That's great.
It's just, you know, we got to help these people get to that point. Okay. Yesterday, I met a kid, Paul, who works with me. His brother's in jail for 80 years over a murder in Lacombe. And this kid, Paul, is such a good, honest little dude. I think about doing music with him and stuff. We already work together. And just be a positive role model for him and let him know that, you know, your brother ended up that way, but you don't have to. And we can do so many other things. And we can still pray for your brother. And don't just feel he's 80 years locked away. You never know. Life is long. Things can change. We'll pray for him. But right now, we'll save you.
All right.
God bless you.
All right, James.
Me on.
I appreciate the call. Look, I don't want people who are like, you know, in serious distress to call me because I'm not a professional. But if you do want to call this show and express an opinion, I'll do it on the air. But, you know, I wouldn't want people to call me privately and me give them advice because, again, I'm not a trained professional. It's not that I don't want to help. It's that I don't want to give them the wrong advice. And I can only give them advice based on my perspective of life. So, you know, look, if you're going through a tough time, if you're in with the wrong crowd, sometimes when you're in with the wrong crowd, it's hard to realize it. But that's why it's so important for these leaders to speak up. And it can't be just the white guy on the radio. It can't just be me. I mean, it's got to be people in the black community, the leaders, the mayor, the people running for mayor, the politicians, the leaders. Why can't they speak out when a 9-year-old girl is on life support because she was shot by people that share her skin color? Why can't that be a big topic? Why can't that be important enough to talk about? All right, if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This is not about gun control. It's not the fault of the gun. It's the fault of the people who illegally use the gun and don't know how the hell to use a gun properly. That's the problem. I really don't want to apologize for my passion. And I really did not expect this to explode into this today. I wanted to mention it. But as I was talking more and more about it, and I thought about the absence of the black leaders in this city talking about this 9-year-old girl, I became just spontaneously outraged over the reality of this. And our freaking mayor has spent time, we know she spends time, finding time to do pleasurable things in her life. We know she found time as mayor to hook up with a friend. We'll just leave it at that. Her booty guard. And she's got time. She's got time to comment on this. So it's just, it's really, really sad to me that not more is said. And who speaks for these people? Me. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so what about Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy swimming with his family in a creek that is contaminated, that has E. coli? Ew! This creek, Rock Creek, located in the D.C. area, where he went for a swim, has a lengthy history of pollution and environmental degradation, and it's caused swimming to be banned in the area. And yet, the Secretary of Health and Human Services went right in there with his family. Man, this guy's really on top, isn't he? Fecal matter, high levels of bacteria, E. coli. I don't know. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, I'll tell you that. I'm Scoot. It's a Wednesday afternoon, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday at the Square is today. A reminder at Lafayette Square, 5 o'clock. Annette from our sister station, Magic 101.9. I'm sorry, Magic 101.5. No, it's Magic 101.9. Yeah. Magic 101. I said 5. I wrote a line through it, and it looked like a 5, but it's Magic 101.9. Hell, I used to be on there. Before I went to WWL, I was doing the morning show on Magic 101.9, among many other stations in the city. Anyway, she's going to introduce the first act, the Stooges Brass Band, and then Jordan Thibodeau. And this is tonight. It's a free concert right after work. Instead of getting involved in traffic, it's going to be a little warm, but it's going to be a nice afternoon. So get out there and enjoy Wednesday at the Square, 5 o'clock today, presented by Abita Brewing Company, the Young Leadership Council, and WWL. And again, it's a lot better than being stuck in traffic. Beverages and arts and crafts and food all available there, and music as well. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
James and Harvey is listening today and says, where to go? James, where are you, bud? Scoot, you're absolutely right. One of our youngest citizens has been struck down by stupid violence, but because civil rights attorneys and civil rights leaders are not speaking up about it, unfortunately, what has become a common crime, that does not mean that they don't care. Thank you for putting this in the forefront. When any member of our community, not just the Black community, but our community, should be tragically struck down, we should all do something about it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if it were a 9-year-old white girl, you know, we should speak out against it. But I'm pointing out that as much as Black leaders love to talk about white versus Black, as much as they love to build their image of being protectors of the Black community, as much as they love doing that, they don't do it when it's their own attacking their own. And that's very disingenuous. And it shows less of a care for people and more of a care for image and money or being elected. And I just think it's really tragically sad that this little 9-year-old Black girl is in the hospital on life support and Black leaders are not talking out about this because the people who were shooting at each other were Black. That's no excuse to not talk about this.
Here's a text that says, silence is consent by leaders, but also by the people in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Here's a text that says, hope I'm not too late to comment on your subject about the 9-year-old. I'm a Black man, 75 years old, and I agree with you 100%. I've been preaching the same thing for years to other Black associates.
Thank you. And you need to keep doing that. And please don't stop. And it's at some point I'm hoping that maybe this current generation of established leaders, they die off and a young generation of African American leaders takes over and it's different.
And you spoke a little bit about you were watching Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And you wondered what else to watch now that you seem to have run out of episodes. I think there's more.
Yeah, there might be. There might be some.
There's definitely more than six episodes. There's three seasons.
All right.
Each one has six episodes.
But I saw some of the other seasons. Maybe I didn't see all of it, mm-hmm. but I mean, I saw some from the other seasons, definitely. But then I got locked into this final season, and I was watching it every day. And I'm sad because I finished the last episode last night, and I'm going to go home, and I'm thinking about Tanner and Connor and Tyler and Madison. And I'm thinking about Pari. I'm thinking about all these people, and they've been part of my life every night. They've been hanging out with me in my living room, and now, I they're gone for now. So I may check out some other episodes.
Frank is listening from Long Island, New York. He says, oh, my God, I can't believe you brought up that subject. I have a friend in New Orleans with a 7-year-old son who has autism and twin 1-year-old girls. You have to see that little boy take care of his baby sisters. It's totally amazing.
Yeah.
When the mom was just 2 months pregnant, he told her, Mom, you've got two babies in your stomach. Amazing. I also have a 35-year-old son with special needs. He had brain cancer at the age of 6 and was only given 1 year to live, but he'll be 35 this August.
God, that's
awesome. He loves New Orleans and its music. The first time he visited, he said, this is my kind of town.
Aww.
LOL. He's been dating a young lady for 13 months now, just recently started kissing her on the cheek. So I really
I'm telling you exactly
what you're talking about. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks, Frank. It's so amazing that this series, it's a Netflix series, Love on the Spectrum. And it's about young adults with autism dating and trying to find a match. And James, who really talks fast, and somehow James just can't even be quiet for just a few minutes. But it was so enlightening, and I love those people. And again, I'm gonna miss them. And if I check out another series, I don't know if these people are gonna be in it. What I'm saying is, you kind of binge on a series, and these people become part of your life, and then when it's over, it's like something's gone. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, the Saints' schedule for 2025 is officially announced at 7 o'clock tonight, but yet there's part of it that's been leaked, and that story is on our website, wwl.com. I'll also check out some of your comments on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and some of the typical comments from just brainwashed bozos full of misinformation. I'll share a couple of your comments from Facebook and from Instagram coming up. And we still have a lot to get to. I'm Scoot, Wednesday afternoon, and we'll be back on WWL. It's kind of depressing if you think about it, man. The thrill is gone. I mean, I don't ever want the thrill to be gone. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2015, B.B. King passed away at the age of 89. Bonnie Raitt once said, "Without a doubt, B.B. King has influenced more rock and blues musicians than anyone in the world." I had the true honor of doing a television interview with B.B. King. And he was so dignified. I mean, it was just me and B.B. King in his dressing room backstage. His manager was there. Camera person was there, and I was there. We were just alone in the dressing room. And I just had a great conversation with him, and he was just such a dignified person that, and such a calm person, too. I will always remember that interview with B.B. King. All right, we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. We'll talk a little bit about why people are so quick to believe fake news. That's coming up on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.